The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Each day during Advent, I am offering 5-minute podcasts to help you in your observance of this important liturgical season. From a Wednesday General Audience of 2012 by Pope Benedict XVI. Dear brothers and sisters, in the preceding series of catecheses, I have spoken of Jesus' prayer, and I would not like to conclude this reflection without briefly considering the topic of Jesus' silence, so important in his relationship with God. In the post-synodal apostolic exhortation Verbum Domini, I spoke of the role that silence plays in Jesus' life, especially on Golgotha. Here we find ourselves before the word of the cross. The word is muted. It becomes mortal silence, for it has spoken exhaustively, holding back nothing of what it had to tell us. Before this silence of the cross, St. Maximus the Confessor puts this phrase on the lips of the Mother of God. Wordless is the word of the Father, who made every creature which speaks. Lifeless are the eyes of the one at whose word and whose nod all living things move. The cross of Christ does not only demonstrate Jesus' silence as his last word to the Father, but reveals that God also speaks through silence. The silence of God, the experience of the distance of the Almighty Father, is a decisive stage in the earthly journey of the Son of God, the Incarnate Word. Hanging from the wood of the cross, he lamented the suffering caused by that silence. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Advancing in obedience to his very last breath, in the obscurity of death, Jesus called upon the Father. He commended himself to him at the moment of passage through death to eternal life. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Jesus' experience on the cross profoundly reveals the situation of the person praying and the culmination of his prayer. Having heard and recognized the word of God, we must also come to terms with the silence of God, an important expression of the same divine word. The dynamic of words and silence, which marks Jesus' prayer throughout his earthly existence, especially on the cross, also touches our own prayer life in two directions. The first is the one that concerns the acceptance of the Word of God. Inward and outward silence are necessary if we are to be able to hear his Word. And in our time, this point is particularly difficult for us. In fact, ours is an era that does not encourage recollection. Indeed, one sometimes gets the impression that people are frightened of being cut off, even for an instant, from the torrent of words and images that mark and fill the day. It was for this reason that in the above-mentioned exhortation Verbum Domini, I recalled our need to learn the value of silence. Rediscovering the centrality of God's Word in the life of the Church also means rediscovering a sense of recollection and inner repose. The great patristic tradition teaches us that the mysteries of Christ all involve silence. Only in silence can the Word of God find a home in us, as it did in Mary, woman of the Word and, inseparably, woman of silence. This principle, that without silence one does not hear, does not listen, does not receive a word, applies especially to personal prayer as well as to our liturgies. To facilitate authentic listening, they must also be rich in moments of silence and of non-verbal reception. To be continued. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another Advent cast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.